Jan Ruffo Hearn, war rape victim of the Imperial Japanese Army, died on August 19th, aged 96.
All sorts of objects lay in Jan Ruffo Hearn's dressing table drawer. A necklace of dark amber beads, silverwork from Java, where she had been brought up, the daughter of Dutch colonialists. A belt embroidered with tulips from the country she had never seen until after the war. Costume jewellery, gloves, lotions and potions. Her daughters, Eileen and Carol, loved to riffle through the drawer as children, and she gladly let them. The things often summed up her Java stories of gamelans, satay sellers, cicadas and warm rain. But when one day they found the embroidered white handkerchief folded at the bottom, she snatched it away. That was a rare moment in 50 years of silence when her secret was almost out. Other things she could disguise as phobias, her unease when night fell and she had to draw the living room curtains, her terror of going to doctors, even when she was quite ill, and perhaps hardest to explain, her dislike of flowers. On her birthday, she would beg friends and family not to give her any. They were such a waste of money, so soon over. But this was not the reason. Flowers reminded her of the day in 1944, in a rambling house in Semarang, when she and six other Dutch-Indonesian girls realized that the place they had been abducted to was a Japanese military brothel. The Japanese had invaded Indonesia 2 years before, driving all the Dutch settlers into labor camps, where they were kept in squalor close to starvation.